many people today have lower credit scores than what they actually wish they had. And look, that's okay. We all have been there. We all went through bad situations. The problem is people start asking friends or family members, hey, how can I fix my credit? Hey, how can I repair my credit? And they get told wrong answers, okay? They get told things like, oh, if you have bad credit, just apply for a secure credit card. Or, hey, if you got bad credit, apply for this loan. This is going to fix your credit. Hey, don't worry about having bad credit. Just keep paying your bills on time. This is going to fix your credit. You know, all of these things that people tell others on how to repair or fix their credit, 9 times out of 10, is wrong information, okay? So in this episode, I want to talk to you about how you can go from having bad credit and what steps you should take to turn that bad credit into hopefully good credit, and actually the right steps to take without wasting your time.
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Okay, so before we talk about the steps you should take in order to repair your credit or fix your credit or just increase your credit scores in general, if your credit scores are in the bad credit range, or I guess lower than what you actually prefer. Okay, so before we can talk about those steps, let's first understand, if you have bad credit, the first step is just taking accountability of how did you get here? Okay, you missed payments, you didn't pay something back, something went to collections. Look, just take accountability and understand that those items report for 7 years. Okay, that 7 years start from when the account was closed or when this late payment actually hit your credit, whatever the case is, it goes by that particular date, not the date for, you know, whenever you open up the account. It goes by whenever that account became negative or whenever that item became negative. Okay, so now you understand, if you mess up your credit, you have to wait 7 years for that information to be removed. Okay, so let's just first get a clear understanding of that, because people who don't take accountability in what they've done to their credit reports or their credit scores, they are usually the main ones calling around trying to get somebody to help them fix their credit in probably 1 second, which is unrealistic. Is not going to happen. Okay, so the very first step, guys, take accountability in what you've done. Understand how you got here. Understand that this problem is not anyone else's, it's yours. Okay, and I'm not saying this to be harsh, I'm saying this to build your confidence and understanding that things are not gonna just come out of a magic hat and you're gonna go from a 400 to an 800 credit score in, you know, overnight process. So that is the first step with this. Okay, so the second step is understanding the difference between having no credit and having bad credit. Okay, so at the beginning of this episode, you know, I talked about how people tell others to apply for a secure credit card, get some type of loan to build their credit, apply for a trade line, which is the dumbest thing ever. Trade lines, literally, it's these accounts that people on the market try and sell. It's pretty much someone selling their credit card information. You get added on as an authorized user for 30 or 45 days, and then it falls off your credit. Okay, so all of that has to do with people with no credit. This does not apply for you who have negative items on your credit and you're trying to build credit. Okay, or you're trying to fix your credit. Okay, you're not trying to build credit, you're trying to fix your credit. People who have no credit history, like a teenager or a young adult who never financed anything in their life and they have a zero credit score, yes, they need to apply for a secure credit card. Make sure it's paid on time, paid in full, the balance is zero, whatever the case it is, every single month, so they can build credit history. You don't want to do that if you have bad credit, because you're not going to fix your credit if you have bad credit by adding one or two good accounts to hopefully build your credit. Your credit isn't going to go anywhere if you have all of these negative items holding it down. Okay, so look at the credit repair process as weight loss. Okay, let's say if I'm trying to lose weight, I'm doing the exercise, I'm doing the good part, but I'm still eating junk food every single day. It's not going to go anywhere. So look at adding or building credit with the secure credit card accounts or any type of credit builder accounts in general, look at that as the exercise. But the negative items that's still on my credit reports are, you know, the junk food that I'm eating every single day. You're not going to move too much further if you're still doing something negative or you still have something negative holding you back. Okay, so that's the difference. People who have no credit history and they're trying to build credit history, yes, apply for secure card, get a credit builder account, do all of these things so you can establish great credit scores. For those who have bad credit, building credit will not help much. You know, eventually, 5 years from now, when you just continue building credit and those negative accounts get older, yes, your credit scores will increase. But as of right now, you need to focus on the credit repair process. Okay, the credit repair process is the process that you're attempting to get most of those negative items removed. Okay, it is not a promise to just automatically fix your credit or automatically delete or just wipe everything off your credit like some type of magic trick. Okay, the credit repair process is looking at those negative accounts and challenging them with the credit bureaus. Okay, you're asking if those items can be verified. If they can't be verified, the credit bureaus must remove them. You're looking at all three credit reports and finding any type of inaccuracies amongst all three credit reports. So if you have one negative account and you're looking at it on Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, 9 times out of 10, that account is reporting differently amongst all three credit reports. You know, Equifax may have your balance at this amount. TransUnion may have your opening date, close date at this date. You know, Experian may say that you're, you know, you've had this account for 1 year when it's been 3 years. Okay, whatever the case is, there's probably going to be some type of inaccurate information reporting. Okay, errors on accounts, which I just mentioned, are a reason why the credit bureaus delete things from your credit report. So if the item can't be verified, if there's any type of errors reporting to it, it's going to be removed. Okay, if there's incomplete data reporting, or I guess data not reporting, which makes it incomplete, if the balance is missing, or if the account number is missing, if the you know, account details and the terms itself is missing, that's an incomplete account. The credit bureaus will remove it. And then last but not least, you have situations to where the creditor or debt collection company, they just do not respond within 30 days to the credit bureau's investigation. If that's the case, the credit bureaus will remove it. Okay, it's just that simple. That's the credit repair process. Now, with this being said, this does not mean you're automatically going to fix your credit if you have bad credit. Okay, doing something is better than sitting like a duck for 7 years waiting for this account to naturally fall off. Credit repair was never designed to just promise you that your credit is going to get fixed. Having negative credit, you know, affecting you for 7 years is a punishment. It's like jail for your credit. So it's like real life. If I commit a crime and I go hire a lawyer, that does not mean I'm just going to walk away a free man. You know, I have to go to court and I have to challenge these items. And the lawyer job is to attempt to better my situation or find me not guilty just due to the laws and the evidence that's being presented in court. You know, kind of just like credit repair. If you hire a credit repair service, that does not mean you don't have to wait 7 years to have good credit again. That does not mean everything on your credit is just going to get wiped away. That just means you're attempting to work on your credit in hopes that you don't have to wait 7 years for your credit scores to be better than where they are right now with these negative items. Okay, so if you guys have any type of concerns or questions after listening or watching this episode, definitely feel free to comment any questions you have in the comment section. If you're watching this on YouTube or anything, if you're listening to this on the audio platform versions like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc., you can reach out directly to Sturgis Credit Repair. You visit our website, sturgiscreditrepair.com, and just fill out the contact us form. Feel free to ask questions, guys. Like, if you have anything that's negative on your account and you're wondering if it could be removed, we have no problem checking it out and seeing if there's options that we can possibly take to get it removed. But other than that, you know, you guys just need to understand how the credit repair process works. Stop getting told these lies that if you hire a credit repair service, or if you just do this yourself, or even if you send some special letter, that you're going to fix your credit. You know, stop believing that, and stop getting told, oh, if you have bad credit, just apply for the secure credit card or do this and it's going to fix your credit. You're doing nothing but wasting time. Okay, that's all for this episode. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.